The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Tuesday the 26th of March. In your Squeeze today, the Mueller investigation, accusations of price gouging by our energy companies, funding for a new cancer treatment, and flying like an eagle. This is your Squeeze today. Let's start with the Mueller investigation into Russian interference at the 2016 US election, Claire. Basically, what we know is that there was some sort of interference by Russia in that election, and Mueller's job was to find out if those efforts were aided by any Americans, including Trump and those close to him. As details come to light, the short story is that the report did not find that President Donald Trump and his campaign schemed with the foreign power. But what's the long story?
The long story is that they certainly haven't ruled out that Donald Trump interfered in the investigation, and that really goes to questions about whether he obstructed justice. So even though President Trump and his people saying that he's been totally exonerated, certainly when it comes to another question, Russia, we can put that aside. He and his team didn't have anything to do with that, according to Robert Mueller. But yet, questions still to answer, it seems, about whether Trump tried to get in the way of the investigation.
To a completely different story, back here in Australia, the disappearance of William Tyrrell is one of the most high-profile cases we've seen in a long time. And yesterday was the first day of a coronial inquest into that disappearance.
This week, they're going to be focusing on William's foster and biological families, the circumstances of his disappearance, and then the action that police and others took just not that long after he went missing. And then there's going to be more hearings later this year. It's a very contentious one because, of course, we don't know a lot of things with his foster arrangements and his biological family, and it seems that that's what the hearings are focused on this week.
To energy policy, and AGL has been accused of price gouging by the energy minister.
Yeah, a lot has been said, of course, over the last couple of years about electricity prices. It's really been front and centre, not just of our politics, but also when it comes to our cost of living. There's been a lot of energy focused on looking at what's happened to the market of late. And there was a coal generation electricity plant shut down in Victoria about 2 years ago called Hazelwood. It only contributed about 5% to our electricity market that was generated by coal. But really what happened after that is it seems that AGL and a couple of the others really used it as an excuse to jack their prices up. And it's a report at this stage. Certainly those companies have a different version of what they would say the truth is. And Energy Minister Angus Taylor says that, look, you know, I've been saying for ages, the energy companies are really on the nose here. So, yeah, it'll have a lot of focus and probably turn into some sort of official action.
Whilst we're on the federal government, yesterday they announced $80 million for the Peter MacCallum Cancer Centre in Melbourne. That's to go towards a new cancer treatment.
Yeah, CAR T cell therapy, it's called. It's just been in the trial phases, and it looks like not only will the government put that $80 million towards the establishment of the treatment centre at the Peter Mac Hospital, it's also possible that the actual treatment can be put against government funding, which means it would bring the cost down for patients from about $500,000 to almost nothing. Mm. It was just interesting. It caught my eye. There was an interview over the weekend with Tom Long, who's an actor from Sea Change, who, of course, I'd almost forgotten about until I saw him pop up. He's very, very ill, and he's actually heading to the United States to take part in a clinical trial using this exact treatment over there.
He's quite private about his battle with cancer. But that interview was with Lisa Wilkinson. And I'm just curious, the Peter Mac Hospital, is that what those in the know call it?
It's the Peter Mac. Yep, definitely. Peter Mac Hospital down there, yeah.
That's what everyone knows it as. There you go. Use that in conversation today. And a few updates to some stories we've covered in the last week or so, starting with Jacinda Ardern. She's announced a royal commission into the events leading up to the Christchurch attack. In the spotlight there will be gun laws, social media and its role in stirring up division in the community, plus the performance of security agencies. And as the counting of votes continues, it looks like Gladys Berejiklian has won a majority government, Claire.
And interesting to see that reports are reporting that Anthony Green says that they've won majority government. It's not some
of the
sort
ABC.
It's not some kind of official declaration, but certainly it seems that in New South Wales, Anthony Green might be the official word on this.
And for those who don't know, Anthony Green is a sophologist. He's the go-to sophologist in Australia, and a sophologist is an election expert. So it looks like they've won 47 seats.
Yeah, they've tipped over certainly 47 seats and maybe even 48. That means, of course, that Gladys Berejiklian and her government can govern in its own right in the lower house. And on the other side of things, not such a great day. Labor leader Michael Daly has stood aside. They're going to have a vote of the caucus and the rank and file members about the New South Wales party's leadership after the federal election in May.
And let's check in quickly with Theresa May.
Yeah, I guess we must. It's another big week for Brexit there. What she said overnight is that she still doesn't have the numbers for the Brexit deal to get through Parliament. One big development was the DUP, which is the party that they're in coalition with, still doesn't support it. So there's issues there. She, though, says that, of course, they've got to do something on it this week. There's really only the options that if the House doesn't approve the withdrawal agreement and they still don't want to leave without a deal, then they're just going to have to look for another extension. And that, of course, is complicated with the European elections. It's just, yeah, still a mess is the update.
Still a mess, yeah. So we sound like a broken record, but that is the case. Finish this sentence for me. It's hard to fly like an eagle.
Well, usually it's when you're surrounded by turkeys. That's one of my favourite sayings, particularly in a workplace setting.
Your all-time favourite expression.
That's right. But
you managed to weave it into the squeeze today.
But for this guy, it's very hard to fly like an eagle at work when he's surrounded by a guy he says farts too much. In fact, farts 5 or 6 times a day in his presence and then walks away. He's suing at the moment for a better or some recognition of the hardship that he's suffered.
That's a real story. A true story. The subject line.
Subject line today, it's Diana Ross's birthday. And when I think of Diana Ross, I go to that era of the mid-80s when she was singing songs that the Bee Gees wrote for her. So it's Chain Reaction. That's really when you look at whether it's the Mueller report or so much of our news at the moment, it seems that one thing does continue to cascade onto the other.
Yes, that one definitely does work today. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. Jump into the Squeeze Today email. If you read it every day this week, you'll go in the draw to win $100 to spend at Woolworths. Have a great Tuesday and we'll chat to you tomorrow. The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesqueeze.com.au.